The scripture tonight is Revelation chapter 11, verse 3 to verse 13. Now read you. And I will grant authority to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy for 1260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands that stand before the Lord of the earth. If anyone wants to harm them, fire flows out of their mouth and devours their enemies. So if anyone wants to harm them, he must be killed in this way.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the title of this message is Two Witnesses. This message is based on Senior Pastor's Revelation lectures. These two witnesses are very critical people in 7-year tribulation. And they are going to take a very critical role. They are very important people, and especially they are closely related with this church. So that's why I prepared Gleaning Salvation message based on these two witnesses. Last time, I told you about 144 bond servants during the Gleaning Salvation. And tonight, I'm going to talk about two witnesses who are critical people during the Gleaning Salvation. Well, there are many interpretations about these two witnesses. Some churches say, you know, they represent the Old and New Testaments. Other churches say they are Moses and Elijah. Most churches call them churches. However, due to this wrong interpretation, there are many Christians who are curious about who these two witnesses are. Well, the main timing background is the 7-year tribulation. Most of the Revelation lecture concentrate on 7-year tribulation. I told you last time, especially the book of Revelation contains spiritual meaning that people cannot understand by their thoughts and wisdom. It can be understood only by the power of God. But thankfully, our shepherd interpreted it and explained to us in great detail. He also told us about the flow of time. Well, to be honest with you, before I came to this church, I didn't know about the word in the two witnesses. I was not curious. Nobody told me about it. Well, actually, there were many words that I came to know after I came to the church. However, those words are already in the Bible, but nobody told me about them. So that's why I didn't know those terms. For example, what about the word spirit and Holy Spirit? Those terms are in the Bible, but you know, I was not interested. However, as I manage my Christian life now I understand how important they are and what kind of Christian life I was managing. And I'm so thankful for being able to listen to this kind of spiritual message. Brothers and sisters, the Bible is the Word of God. It contains all the things necessary for human cultivation. So we have to understand it well. Of course, there are some spiritually deep message, but we may not be able to understand it well. However, I mean, even if we don't understand it, it does not mean that we are not going to receive human cultivation well. However, to receive and understand the will of God well in the period of human cultivation, we have to know the Bible well, which is the textbook. But thankfully, our shepherd, no matter how difficult it is, explains it in great detail so easily. And he even helps us to digest them well. So while I was preparing for this message, I was saying to myself, I am so blessed for meeting such precious shepherd. I give thanks to my God. And I also wish that, you know, many more souls be able to listen to this message. Many people say they go to church. However, they don't know the truth. Just as I, you know, And I was like that. And they are just, you know, their outlook is Christian, but inside they are not. So Amos 8:11 says, "Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord God, when I will send a famine on the land, not a famine for bread or a thirst for water, but rather for hearing the words of the Lord." But there are many souls out there who are looking for this word of life. Well, in my parish, there was someone who registered last year. Before he came to this church, he used to go to other church. But the ministering pastor of that church closed the church on Sunday in holiday season. He said that he couldn't keep the Sabbath day. But he was so thirst and panting for the truth. He prayed to find a church where he could keep the Sabbath day holy. And he was introduced to this church and he registered to the church and he is keeping the Lord's Day holy. He is so thankful for meeting the shepherd in this church while managing good Christian life. Well, as I was listening to his testimony, I thought about this. He has goodness in his heart. His heart is panting for the truth. That's why he met true shepherd. What about other souls, other Christians out there? They don't know the truth. So they just think it is okay not to keep the Lord's Day holy during the holiday season. Because they were taught like that, just as Luke 6:39, our Lord said, a blind man cannot guide a blind man. On the other hand, our precious shepherd is so precious because he loves us, teaches us with all his life, and he takes care of us. So I was just full of thanks to Father God for giving such a shepherd to us. Let me get into the main message. I'll explain the contents of this time in two parts. The first part, I'll tell you the background of the two witnesses. And in the second part, I'll explain the ministry of these two witnesses and their martyrdom. Let me tell you about their timing background of these two witnesses. Well, to begin with, we have to learn the time flow of this end time. In the Bible, you can find it mentions about the end time many times. Well, actually, we are living at the very end of the end time. In the Bible, clearly mentions about this end time, not to mention the beginning of the human cultivation. In Matthew chapter 24, our Lord explained in detail the signs of the end time. He told us about the rumors and the strife between nations and nations, between nations, between countries. There are many famine and earthquakes. Love will cool down. Just as it said, if you think of the international situation, you can find it is the end time. You can hear the news about wars and battles and terrors. And there are famine and earthquakes, natural disasters, or an abnormal climate all over the world. And what about the air pollution due to microdust? Some say this microdust is silent murderer. About 30 or 40 years ago, I didn't know about this term, microdust. Back then, I remember the clear blue sky all the time, but I cannot find such blue sky nowadays. There are many lawlessness. People's love cooled down. It is well written in the 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 to 5. People do not like good things. They love the money, they love pleasure and lust. For their benefit, they commit murder. do all kinds of evil. And recently, I heard about the homicide and the murders inside the family. Quite recently, a father killed his own child who was just a year old. And he dumped his child, that course, into the sea. I heard that the parents killing their children, the children killing their parents. Since these things are happening too many times, people's hearts became dull, so they are not surprised at those things. So we cannot deny that we are currently running toward the end of this human cultivation. Now, what kind of future is human beings are waiting for right now, as in this end time? 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 and 17 says, "For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first, and we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we shall always be with the Lord." When the Lord comes back in the air, all those saved souls will turn into holy body, and we will meet the Lord in the air, and we'll have a seven-year wedding banquet for 7 years. And the incident of the Christians who are saved caught up into the air is called in the rapture. But those without faith cannot participate in this incident. Only those who worked hard to prepare themselves as the bride of the Lord by faith can participate into this wedding banquet. Revelation 19:9 says, "And he said to me, 'Write, blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb.' And he said to me, 'These are true words of God.'" But what about those souls, evil souls, who were not caught up? They will fall into terrible tribulation. Daniel chapter 12, verse 1 says, "Now at that time, Michael, the great prince who stands guard over the sons of your people, will arise. And there will be a time of distress such as never occurred since there was a nation until that time. And at that time, your people, everyone who is found written in the book, will be rescued." The prophets of Daniel are talking about our Lord's coming up in the air in the seven-year tribulation. Just as prophesied in the Bible, when the Lord comes back, those saved souls will have seven-year wedding banquet with the Lord in the air. Meantime, there will be terrible tribulation on this earth. Then how does the seven-year great tribulation begin? Well, after so many people are caught up into the air, those who are left on this earth, their family, relatives, and friends will be surprised. They will look for their friends or family all the time. You know, how chaotic it will be. For example, the pilot of, airplane or drivers, when they are caught up into the air suddenly, there will be car accidents and collisions. People will disappear, students will disappear, husbands or wives will disappear too. There will be chaos in the world. A student was so tired, he went to bed before Friday. His family tried to wake him up, but he didn't. So his family just went to church. Now this student woke up in the morning, and he forgot it was a Friday service night. And he found no family in his house. But he thought, "Who are they? Are they all caught up in the air?" He was so surprised. I heard that kind of episode. That's why we have to always awake. Of course, we have to be spiritually awakened. So those who look for their disappearing family or friends will realize that that's the rapture that Christians talked about. And they would realize that the seven-year tribulation will come to them, and they will be scared. Just as I said earlier, So many people will be caught up into the air, and there will be so many accidents and disasters, such as collapsing of buildings, or airplanes and crashing. There will be a chaotic situation. Then one person appears. That's the ruler of European Union. Based on economical, political, and military power, he sets up the order and brings peace to the people. So many people like him, they will obey and they will submit to him.
Well,
it's like similar to the Nazis. But back then, the inflation was so great, there were so many, jobless people. In a normal situation, those Nazis could not be supported. However, in the beginning, so many people supported Nazis. But since the whole world was chaotic, people wanted to overcome their situation with extreme method. That's why Nazis got supported and they come up with the Second World War. The ruler of the European Union will appear like this in the kind of situation. And he is the Antichrist who will lead the 70 tribulation. In the beginning, he appeared as if he were the messenger of peace. And then he will use the 666 mark, which is the mark of the beast. Revelation 13, verses 16 to 18 says, "And he causes all, the small and the great, and the rich and the poor, and the free men and the slaves, to be given a mark on their right hand or their forehead. And he provides that no one will be able to buy or to sell except the one who has the mark, either the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is the wisdom. Let him who understanding calculate the number of the beast, for the number is that of a man, and his number is 666. The 666 refers to the beast or the computer. Using this supercomputer, they build their order. They make people receive this mark on their right hand or their forehead. That's the mark of the beast, 666. It contains the personal information, wherever people are. Computer system can know where he is and what he is doing. I'd like to ask you to listen to the message in Revelation Lecture 64 about this mark that the senior pastor already talked about. At this time, I'll briefly tell you about it. This mark of the beast replaces your credit card or ID card. People don't need any coins or bills or money. They don't need to worry about losing it. Thanks to this benefit, the mark of the beast is well provided and the whole world is united. And without this mark, people cannot do anything. They are not forcing people to receive the mark. However, once the system is stable, and when it is in the middle of the 7-year tribulation, they force all the people to receive this mark of the beast. Mark of the beast. Through this, the mark of the beast, the European Union forces people to lead them to the way they like. So all the people will be under the control of the Antichrist. Since it is the enemy devil and Satan who governs it, they stand against God and they lead people to the way of destruction. However, there are people who are not following the ruling of Antichrist. Since they didn't have true faith in the beginning, they were not caught up when people were caught up in the air. They used to believe the Lord and receive the grace, but they lost the grace, so they went to the world. Even though they went to church, they didn't have spiritual faith. They lived by the lust. No, fleshly faith cannot save you. You can be saved only by the spiritual faith. And there are newly, you know, evangelized, and some Israelites, you know, woke up through this rapture. While witnessing this rapture, they realized every word in the Bible is true, and they weep. And they are scared. They repent of the past when they didn't live by the word of God, and they try to find a way to receive salvation. Revelation 14:11 says, "The smoke of their torment goes up forever and ever. They have no rest day and night. Those who worship the beast and his image, and whoever receives the mark of his name." Those who receive the mark of the beast stand against God because they obey Antichrist. So the Bible clearly says those who receive the mark of the beast cannot receive salvation. So Christians who don't need this fact try not to receive the mark. But then, Antichrist reveals his true identity. They call those people who don't receive the mark of the beast antisocial, and they force them to receive the mark of the beast, denying Jesus Christ. And he torments those who deny the mark of the beast. It is this time when the actual martyrdom begins. The torment that is applied to those who deny the seven, denies the mark of the beast is beyond description. It's hard to overcome. So it's a very few number. It's a very small number who receive the salvation after overcoming the torment. Some say, you know, even though I just, you know, deny the Lord with these lips, I will be saved. However, once they receive the mark of the beast, there is no salvation. Because the enemy devil is controlling the world, and they are one with the Antichrist. You know, those, you know, Antichrist and their forces does not leave any room to apply the torment on the people. To make people deny Jesus Christ, they give all kinds of torments. They use all kinds of, you know, newly developed, you know, torments. They give extreme, you know, horror and terror to people. Those people who are tormented and tortured wanted to die. But they know once they commit suicide, they cannot receive salvation. And the Antichrist does not easily make them die. So they cannot easily choose death. Many people, most of people do not overcome this torture, and they submit before Antichrist. At the end of the 7-year tribulation, during the 7-year tribulation, the Antichrist controls the whole world. And this time around, 144,000 bond servants arise and they preach the gospel. And so many people receive salvation. And Israel, the chosen people of God, still waits for Messiah. And then, in the providence of Father God, two witnesses come and they stand amongst Israel. There are Israelites surprised at their ministry and their power, and they accept Jesus Christ as Savior. However, the true moment when Israelites truly repent and turn back is when they know the true identity of Antichrist. They realize that the holy temple of God is defiled by Antichrist, and they repent. Well, I will tell you about this later. Thanks to these two witnesses, there will be great works of salvation in Israel. That's the last gleaning salvation for Israel. Well, this is the conclusion of the background of two witnesses. Let me tell you about the second part. In this part, I'll tell you about the ministry of two witnesses and how they die martyred, as die as martyrs. I told you about those two witnesses when I told you about 24 elders, and I briefly mentioned them when I talked about the 144 bond servants. Well, I'll tell you about their ministry in greater detail. Well, these two witnesses are secret weapons of God for gleaning salvation of Israel. As 7 year tribulation goes, you know, deeper and deeper, and the torment against Israel by Antichrist goes, you know, even severe. Revelation 11:2 says, "Leave out the court which is outside the temple and do not measure it, for it has been given to the nations, and they will tread underfoot the holy city for 42 months." Holy temple means Israel, and the 42 months means 3.5 years. Well, it is justice for salvation of Israel. Well, when we have problems, when we got sick, and when we want to be healed, we try to find things to repent, right? Once we repent of it and receive prayer, then we say that we are healed. When the wall of sin is demolished, Father God works and we receive, you know, answers to our problems, right? Like this, they receive the special grace of God, and Israel receive the amazing salvation. They were given chance to repent during the 7-year tribulation. That is, to give the holy temple to Antichrist for 3.5 years. Especially during the 7-year Great Tribulation, the door of human cultivation has been shut, and there is no work of the Holy Spirit. If the special grace of salvation is given only to Israel in this situation, Satan will, you know, bring accusation because of it. Satan will say, if you give special treatment to Israel like this, it's against the spiritual law of equity. To avoid such an accusation, they must properly pay the price of justice. Those who believe in the work of God through two witnesses will win the victory even under the extreme persecution. God doesn't let them see the great power, believe, and reach salvation. The door of salvation only opens to those who show the evidence of their faith by overcoming the persecution and affliction. So let me tell you how Israelites realize Antichrist is not their Messiah, and how they turn back. The European Union promised restoration to nations and their people to lead them as they please. Those Israelites are given the promise to build their holy temple. The present European Union is supported by Israel, and he is regarded as the Messiah to Israel. The conflicts in the Middle East are solved, and they recovered the holy temple. But they thought he is the Messiah. However, their expectation soon collapses. Because right after the holy temple was constructed, something they never thought about take place. Daniel 11 verse 31 says, "Forces from him will arise, his sacred sanctuary fortress, and do away with the regular sacrifice, and they will set up the abomination of desolation." Matthew 24 verses 15 and 16, our Lord said, "Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation, which was spoken through Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place, let the reader understand, and those who are in Judea must flee to the mountains." By the help of European Union, Israelites see the holy temple constructed. However, inside the holy temple, they see the abomination of desolation inside the temple, and they realize the identity of the beast. Then they realize that Jesus Christ that they denied is the true Messiah the Father God sent. Then the work of repentance truly takes place. Brothers and sisters, to make this work happen, to help countless Israelites reach salvation, our shepherd did his ministry in Israel for 3 years. It's almost impossible to convert Orthodox Jewish people. So many Christians tried Israel ministry, but they didn't work. Those Orthodox Jewish people have strong pride, and they refused the gospel. However, our shepherd said, there will be a chance. There will be a chance. Even though they believe in the word of the Old Testament, they don't actually realize its spiritual meaning completely. So sometimes they wonder if they are curious. Since Father God does not let them know, they can understand. Since they crucified Jesus on the cross 2,000 years ago, their communication has been shut down with Father God. However, among them, there are people of goodness. They pant for the truth. From their young age, they are curious about Jesus Christ, that whole Christians worship. And they are curious about what is the truth. For their salvation, Father God has the providence. That is our shepherd's three-year-long ministry in Israel. Brothers and sisters, our shepherd's ministry in Israel is some outstanding work in history of Christianity. His ministry was the historical event to accomplish the providence of God. Well, before, when there was a Christian event in Israel, they were not proclaiming Jesus Christ. They were just talking about God. Well, I think you may already know, Israel, you know, hates in a Christianity. They don't even use, you know, cross. For example, you know the Red Cross, right? Red Cross represents saving. I mean, and then they don't even use, you know, plus sign, which resembles the cross on their mathematics books. As you can see on the screen, they deleted the bottom part of the cross because they believe that the plus sign also represents cross where our Lord was crucified. As you can see on screen.
뿐만이 아니라 아라비아 숫자를 쓸 때도 이 십자 모양을 피해서
구자 이렇게 비슷하게 이제 쓰기도 하고. When you use number 4, it resembles cross, right? So they make number 4 look like, you know, number 9. As you can see, you know, they hate in the cross. You know, even the cross will stand up when they hear Jesus Christ. But they hate Jesus Christ and the cross that represents Jesus Christ. But that's why, you know, as you can see, you know, Christians in Israel were severely persecuted and they managed their Christian life so hard. So the seed of the, you know, gospel was disappearing. In that place, our shepherd did ministry for 3 years. Finally, he led the crusade in the center of Jerusalem. And he proclaimed Jesus Christ is the Savior of all mankind. Jesus Christ, Jewish people crucified. So many people shed tears watching that historical moment. Our shepherd not only proclaimed that Jesus Christ is our Savior, but also confirmed with the power of God, preached the message is true. As he did in the Crusades, so many people stood up for wheelchairs and they were healed. People witnessed the works of God's power. On top of that, our shepherd brought blessings to Israel. Back then, Israel was suffering from a drought. When he heard it, he prayed for Israel and asked Father God to rain in Israel. Even though it was a dry season, Well, in Israel, the dry season and rainy season are so clear. So it doesn't rain in dry season. However, after our shepherd prayed, it rained a lot in Israel. All the glory be to God. Our Father God heard the prayer of love transcending justice. Father God, let it rain. Our shepherd planted seed through his ministry in Israel, and that seed bear fruit in 7 year tribulation. And for this time, there are pastors who are prepared for this time. They are currently doing their ministry in Israel. They are not going to caught up in the air. They will be left for their duty. That's why, in the providence of Father God, our shepherd gave them spiritual training. Well, in the beginning, they were not listening to our shepherd well. However, as time passed by, they knew that our shepherd truly loved Israel. And while watching the works of God's power manifested by our shepherd, they came to love our shepherd, and they are even ready to die as martyrdom. That's what our shepherd did. So when the time comes,
well,
actually, when our shepherd started this church, Father God already told him that he would go to Israel and wake up Israelites. Among Orthodox Jewish people, some witnessed the ministry of our shepherd, and they witnessed the amazing works of Father God, and in the end, they will accept the Lord. Among them, there are two witnesses. Among the Orthodox Jewish people who received grace through our shepherd's ministry in Israel, some of them, one of them visited this church. You know them. You know him, right?
Well,
it's most difficult to change one man's heart. Even though those Orthodox Jewish people had so stubborn in their hearts, their hearts were melted by the love of the shepherd and his power. So let me tell you more about the two witnesses' ministry and their martyrdom. Two witnesses are given the duty to deliver a message of salvation to Israel. They manifest amazing power that's beyond imagination, and they proclaim that Jesus Christ is a Savior. Now, tonight's scripture, verse 3 says, they will prophesy for 1260 days, clothed in sackcloth. 1260 days is equal to 3 years and a half years. Two witnesses begin their ministry shortly before the later half of the tribulation begins. And in verse 3, it says, two witnesses are clothed in sackcloth. You can find in the Bible that the people were clothed in sackcloth either when they repented in the morning or when becoming prudent and humble. As if they were repenting for their people, two witnesses become humble and do their ministry. They have determined hearts to save their people and keep them from going the way of destruction. During the dark period of 7 year tribulation, they stand in the middle of the spiritual warfare. They don't even have a chance of thinking about good food, good sleep, wealth, or honor. They do their ministry, risking their lives with all their strength. Since they take care of the providence of God with such a strong determination and will, it's described as being clothed in sackcloth. Now, verse 5 says, and if anyone wants to harm them, fire flows out of their mouth and devours their enemies. So if anyone wants to harm them, he must be killed in this way. Fire flows out of their mouth and devours their armies, devours their enemies, means the two witnesses have the authority over blessing and curse. Of course, all the authority of blessing and curse belong to God. However, God sometimes gives such authority to those men of God who are proper, so that they can reveal the will and glory of God. Our shepherd also told us in Friday service that this power is to reveal the glory of Father God. So these two witnesses will manifest the judgment of God on the earth through various disasters. During the seven-year Great Tribulation, the Antichrist cannot even harm a single heir of the two witnesses that God protects. When two witnesses manifest God's power and proclaim the repentance, those with the least goodness repent and come to the Lord. Even though the age of the Holy Spirit and the era of grace is over, those who believe can receive mercy once again. Before, even in such an extreme calamity, those who believe the two witnesses come to experience the grace of God. Still, Jews have upright hearts. Comparatively speaking, a very large proportion of Jews receive salvation. And God also knows their hearts, and God has set up the two witnesses in Israel. However, not only Jews, but also the people of the whole world will come to know of the two witnesses. Now, it does not mean that all the people who watch the power demonstrated by two witnesses will be able to receive salvation. Since the generation is so stained in sin, many people will not believe even when they see it with their own eyes. Well, we have witnessed so many signs and wonders in this church. Rainbows, dragonflies, moving stars, aurora, the images on the moon. We have witnessed the amazing works of our shepherd. Even the man with doubt cannot but acknowledge the image on the moon. By showing that kind of image of the shepherd, our Father God is leading us to the deeper spiritual realm. Father God is showing His power through these witnesses, but the Antichrist and the evil people rather do even more evil things. The greater the power of the two witnesses becomes, the more greatly they feel fear and the more they hate the two witnesses. They think of the two witnesses as an impure element disturbing the world which is under their control, and they look for a chance to kill them. However, no matter how hard they try to kill them, during the 3.5 years when God is protecting them, they cannot harm them. As the number of the saved fills through the two witnesses, their ministry ends finally. So tonight's scripture, verse 7 says, when they have finished their testimony, the beast that comes up out of the abyss will make war with them and overcome them and kill them. 3.5 years later, after the two witnesses started their ministry, they die as martyrs in the providence of God. It was the same in the days of the Lord's ministry, our Lord. Those who stood against the Lord tried every means to kill Jesus, but they couldn't even touch Jesus. However, when the time came that God permitted, the Jews were able to arrest Jesus and crucify him on the cross. Likewise, the two witnesses can be handed over to the Antichrist only when the time comes that Father God has set. The situation is so harsh, the terrible persecutions are brought upon them. Today's scripture even describes it as war. The Antichrist searches and seeks to annihilate anyone who helps or supports two witnesses. Since the two witnesses are a serious threat to their society, the Antichrist tries to get rid of the influence of two witnesses. They believe that their system can become stabilized again only when they remove every trace of the two. Now, how will the two witnesses die as martyrs? Since the Antichrist hates the two witnesses so much, the Antichrist doesn't make death of the two quick and easy. The Antichrist ties the two together, tortures them using a poisonous gas, and kills them. The poisonous gas is one of the weapons they develop for warfare. This weapon is so extremely effective that it can destroy countless people just in a minute. We heard about news about using this poisonous gas in the civil warfare in Syria, and so many children were killed. This poisonous gas stops the neuron system of people, and it is prohibited. But the Antichrist uses this weapon to torture two witnesses and kill them. They adjust the density of this gas so that those two witnesses receive extreme torture and suffering. Well, this suffering cannot be explained unless you experience it.
Well,
in the army, there is a training course that exposes you to the gas, but only for a short period of time. This is not the gas that, you know, I'm talking about, that the Antichrist uses, okay? But those who have experienced it say the pain is so terrible that they feel like dying. They even shudder at the thought of it. However, the gas which is used for the torture is far more terrible. When the density of the gas becomes higher, it feels like your bones and muscles are wrenched. It brings terrible pain, which is beyond imagination. While torturing and watching the two witnesses suffering from the most terrifying pain, the Antichrist takes joy. There are various poisonous gas. One gas causes the blisters to develop on the skin and leaves terrible wounds to those affected. It can even make people go blind or coat up blood from their lungs. The gas which is used for two witnesses is the gas that affects the innermost functions of the body system, such as nerves and muscles. It leaves no external wound. The reason is that the Antichrist wants to hide their cruelty when the dead bodies are openly displayed to the public as an example. When the two witnesses are arrested, tortured, and even when they die a martyr, they don't resist. Just as Jesus kept silent when he was arrested in Gethsemane, they also know it's time and keep silent. Just as Jesus kept silent while being flogged and carrying the cross, two witnesses also received death in silence. Even when they were brutally tortured, they accepted without saying a word. After the Antichrist kills two witnesses like this, the Antichrist doesn't bury the dead bodies. The Antichrist openly displays the bodies to the public and say, the two who lied to people, deceived the people, and disturbed the society are killed like this. Long time ago, after a traitor or serious criminal was executed, the dead body was not buried, but it was hung high or just discarded. Also, during war, when the general of the enemy is killed, the dead body was often hung high. It was both to celebrate the victory and to threaten the enemy. Likewise, the Antichrist openly displays the dead bodies of the two witnesses to threaten the people who believe and follow the two. Verse 8 says, and their dead bodies will lie in the street of the great city, which mystically is called Sodom and Egypt, where also their Lord was crucified. It says, their dead bodies will lie in the street of the great city. It means the dead bodies will be openly shown to the public so that the people of Israel can see. Now it says, the city is called Sodom and Egypt. The city of Sodom was the city of debauchery and sensual pleasures, and it was destroyed by the judgment of fire. And Egypt was the country which stood against God till the end without repenting, even after watching the 10 plagues. Therefore, it means evil people, like Egypt, don't repent even after they watch the power of the two witnesses. The scripture also says, sin is rampant like Sodom, and only the judgment awaits them. Those evil people who were, stricken their conscience welcome the death of the two witnesses. Verse 10 says, those who dwell on the earth will rejoice over them and celebrate, and they will send gifts to one another, because these two prophets tormented those who dwell on the earth. After killing the two witnesses, the Antichrist told the world how hazardous the two witnesses were to the society and said the social unrest was gone. The Antichrist and the forces that take side with the Antichrist rejoiced over them and celebrate, and that, you know, they will send gifts to one another. It indicates how influential the two witnesses were. It also indicates how much the evil people were threatened and worried because of the two witnesses. it also indicates, you know, then something amazing happens. Verse 11 says, but after 3.5 days, the breath of life from God came into them, and they stood on their feet, and great fear fell upon those who were watching them. After 3.5 days, the dead bodies come back to life. After 3.5 days, they come back to life by the power of God. Now verse 12 says, and they heard a loud voice from heaven saying to them, come up here. Then they went up into heaven in the cloud, and their enemies watched them. Just as the Lord resurrected and ascended into heaven, they too resurrected and ascended into heaven before the eyes of the people. Here, the fact that they come back to life after the 3.5 days is, once again, the proof that all is in the providence of God. In other words, it indicates that the arrest of the two witnesses after the 3.5 years of their ministry is the providence of God. Two witnesses are killed not because the Antichrist has that kind of power, but because it was permitted by God at the precise time. In addition, the fact that the dead bodies are not buried but left on the street is also under the control of God. However, as a result, the whole world comes to see the resurrection of the two witnesses. You can see, it seems that the Antichrist does all things for its own glory as it pleases. However, everything is under the sovereign power of God. And the glory of God is eventually revealed in the end. Our church is the same. Father God said, once we pass the three tests in 1998 and 1999, we will receive great blessing and we will accomplish the world mission. Then our shepherd said, those tests are for blessing. And just as it said, it was done. We have witnessed it. As a blessing, the salty sea water of Muan turned into sweet water, and the power of the shepherd grew bigger and bigger, and the world mission opened wide. Our faith grew up. This church stood on the rock and receiving great blessing. When the test came, we thought, you know, this church would go some difficult way. But eventually, the church stood up strongly to accomplish the world mission. All the glory be to God. And in this end time, we are awakening Israel. All these are under the permission and providence of Father God. We have witnessed it. We know this well now. It said, those two witnesses were killed in the providence of Father God, and they resurrected before the eyes of people, and they ascended into heaven. After the resurrection, the two witnesses ascended into heaven before the eyes of people. This will be seen not only the people with spiritual eyes that have been opened, but it will be seen by all physical eyes as well. Just as the tonight scripture says, their enemies watch them. The Antichrist who killed the two witnesses and the followers can also watch them rise. On seeing all these things, people are surprised and they realize what the two witnesses said is true. However, the forces of the Antichrist don't repent even after watching all this. Instead, they try to hide the fact and they even persecute others to prevent the news from spreading. The people of goodness fear God and acknowledge God after they watch this kind of work. But evil people never try to acknowledge God till the end, no matter how many times they see the power of God and His miracles. Because Satan moves their hearts to completely shut their ears and eyes. However, no matter what the Antichrist does to hide the news, it spreads from person to person in untold numbers. Even in the days of Jesus, those who were trembled watching the death of Jesus became courageous after the witnessing the resurrection of the Lord. Likewise, with the resurrection of the two witnesses, many people become confident of the gospel. Verse 13 says, and in that hour there was a great earthquake, and the tenth of the city fell. 7,000 people were killed in the earthquake, and the rest were terrified and gave glory to the God of heaven. The place where the two witnesses were killed acts as an epic center, and the great earthquake takes place. This incident is also similar to the incident at the time of Jesus' crucifixion. When Jesus was nailed on the cross, the earth shook and the rocks were split. Matthew 27:54 says, "Now the centurion and those who were with him keeping guard over Jesus, when they saw the earthquake and the things that were happening, became very frightened and said, 'Truly this was the Son of God.'" The earthquake, which takes place when the two witnesses go up into heaven, is also an incident that shows the power of God. Our shepherd had a similar case like this. When he was expelled from the previous denomination, those evil people skipped all the procedures, and they used the hammer. The head of the hammer broken down. How angry our Father God was at the head of the hammer broken. Well, I prayed because I was curious about that situation. Then Father God showed me a spiritual vision. When the chairman used the hammer, the angel with the sword struck the hammer, and the hammer broke down. You know Balaam, the Bible, when he didn't get rid of selfish motives and greed and went to Israel to curse Israelites, the man of God appeared before him and a donkey, and a donkey opened its mouth and talked to Balaam.
You know,
"I've never done this before." The Father God moved even the lips of donkey to make Balaam understand. So, when two witnesses ascend into heaven, Father God gets angry, the earthquake takes place. The Antichrist tries all means to prevent the news of this earthquake from spreading by controlling the media. But there are people on location who see the resurrection and the ascension of the two witnesses, and they witness the earthquake. Some people with good hearts among them make a confession that it is the work of God and they give glory to God. Of course, many people don't believe even after they see this happen. There are also many people who deny the Lord out of fear of persecution. Many people don't believe even after they see this happen. There are also many people who deny the Lord out of fear of persecution. I told you about the hammer, right? If they had fear for God while watching the hammer broken, they would have realized it right after. Brothers and sisters, it's not because the two witnesses don't have faith that they are not caught up into the air when the Lord comes back. They have far greater faith than anyone else, but they willingly accept the duty of martyrdom. They are Orthodox Jews, yet they have longed for the truth for a long time. One day, while distressed over questions which they could not solve by themselves, at the mercy of God, they see the power of God and they finally find the answer to their dilemma. They become confident of the fact that Jesus Christ is really the true Messiah that they have been waiting for, and then they come to have hope. They desire to spread the gospel to their brethren who are glued to the Old Testament, as they had seen. That's why they are able to stay in the hellish chaos of the seven-year tribulation with a volunteering heart. It's possible because they love their people so much, because they wish to lead just one more soul to salvation. As if they enter the den of hungry lions, they proclaim the gospel, risking their lives in the territory of the forces of the Antichrist. After accomplishing their duty, they are caught up into heaven. Now, they have no more regrets. They finish their duty. They accomplish the duty given by God. All they have to do is join the saints who were caught up before and enter the seven-year wedding banquet. Just how much will they be welcomed by the Lord who has witnessed their ministry? They will then receive the welcome of every one of the heavenly host and angels and the saints. However, their hearts still not filled with joy and happiness, since they think of their people, those who are not saved, In their hearts, they still feel sorry for them. They are caught up into heaven, harboring the souls in their hearts. They live in treats of passionate pleading so that just one more soul will reach salvation. Here are just a couple of entreats that I will tell you about, you know, from the two witnesses. I'll tell you just a part. My dear brothers and sisters, in the will of God, now we live here and go to a beautiful place. But don't you forget the providence of God while remaining and breathing here. Don't you forget the word that God the Father gave through Israel and through its people. Don't forget the promise. And never forget the grace of Christ. Even if all the persecution comes upon you in the future, keep your heart and keep the word of promise of God. Obey the will of God and reach salvation. This is my sincere desire. I wish for you to understand our hearts. Please remember all the words that have been accomplished. I wish that you will win victory in this tribulation and that we will welcome you in joy. I wish many of you will realize how God has remembered the people of Israel in His will and providence and how great His love is so that you will join the way of salvation. Two witnesses earnestly request their people to remember what they have done and to win victory by faith. After finishing this confession, they go up into heaven in the cloud. In the meanwhile, however, the calamity becomes even more terrible on this earth, and the spiritual warfare more fierce. Terrible days continue so that people cannot even overcome just the second. The brothers and sisters in Christ. In history, all the prophecies of the Bible have been perfectly accomplished. The prophecies in the book of Revelation are related with the things of the end time. These prophecies will also be accomplished precisely. Tonight, I told you about two witnesses that our shepherd told you already. How thankful we should be for the fact that we know this time flow of end time. We know how to live our lives in this end time. We know how to overcome the world and rule the world. We are taught by our shepherd. We could have lived in this world by lust without being waken up and later facing the miserable death. But our shepherd will help us to be awakened with this deep spiritual word. How thankful we should be. Our Father God sent Jesus to open the way of salvation. However, weak souls are still short in reaching perfect salvation. So He sent the Holy Spirit. But that's not enough in this end time when sin and evil are rampant. So He poured down His grace along with the baptism of fire so that people can overcome this world. In this special prayer meeting, great amount of baptism of fire came down. While receiving that baptism of fire, I felt like, you know, the baptism of fire, you know, was worth of, you know, like, you know, for many years' worth. So I could pray fervently in special prayer meeting. Those who prayed fervently, Mrs. Bonglim Nee withdrew the baptism of fire greatly, so thank you. During the special prayer meeting, we pastors had the morning prayer, and she came one day, and she prayed for us, and helped us. And I saw spiritual realm open. When she came,
원자님께 속한 이제 영의 세계
There are
많은 이제 천사,
you know, angels,
천사들도 보았는데요.
And, 그러니까 and hosts,
많은 영의 세계,
and helping spiritual beings that help her, right? I saw them.
기도도, 기도도 결국 이제 영적인 전쟁이죠.
Prayer is spiritual warfare. When we pray, you know, Moses, you know, stood and Moses raised his hand and then the Israelites won the victory, right?
So
when we pray fervently, we can win. But when we cease praying, we are defeated, right? So when she came in, I was praying. Then I saw heavenly host, heavenly army.
목소리를 이제 내주셨는데 그때부터 이제 목소리가 나면서부터
And then I heard the drum sound.
그 전사 수준의 천사를 봤는데 막 손을 엄청나게 막 올리면서
That's the moment, you know, I saw those in the heavenly army and they were playing the drum. And while praying with the Mrs. Bolin Lee, when she held the mic, the spiritual realm opened and our prayer became our prayer got, you know, set on fire. So we could pray so fervently. So during the special prayer meeting, Mrs. Bolin Lee led our prayer so that, you know, we could receive baptism of fire. How thankful we should be. So thank you again.
사실 이런 불 같은 성령의 역사
The work of the Holy Spirit
이 주님의 제자들이 활동했던
Which took place when the disciples of the Lord worked in the era of the early church. You know, it cooled down and it disappeared. Of course, there was a period of reformation, but it was not perfect. So, in this special end time, when it's about to conclude the human cultivation, through our shepherd, Father God is accomplishing His providence through the gospel of holiness and fiery works of God's power. He awakes countless souls while preparing for this message. I was thankful once again for the fact that God's providence is precisely accomplished. Brothers and sisters, as you heard, our Father God shows His mercy to those who fell down to the seven-year tribulation. Father God gives them opportunity till the end. Even He gives a chance once the Holy Spirit is withdrawn. Now we are living in the era of the Holy Spirit, so how many chances are given to us? 2 Corinthians 6 verse 2 says, At the acceptable time I listened to you, and on the day of the salvation I helped you. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We should never miss this chance when Father God's abundant grace is poured down through the Holy Spirit. We should never forsake the amazing work, amazing love of Father God, which is shown through our shepherd. I will conclude this message by introducing the confession of our shepherd for the souls who are left alone on this earth. Your brothers and sisters, don't be disappointed. Don't be disheartened. This confession is to those who are fallen. Don't be disappointed. Don't be disheartened. Hold on to the way of salvation. Although you are not caught up with me, there is a way of salvation, so you must hold on to it. Don't be afraid of death. Don't be afraid of torture. Truly, you should reach yourself, you should martyr. You should never receive something to deny the Lord. Think of the eternal place, salvation, and overcome it. You can do it. Steadfast your heart. Remember the word that you have listened, and you should win. You can do it. We will surely meet and talk about it. Of course, none of you should listen to this confession. If, I said, only if you are fallen to the 70 tribulation, this message will be a life pool. Let me conclude this message. For two sessions, I told you about gleaning salvation. First, I told you about the time flow of the two witnesses. And the second part, I told you about their ministry and their martyrdom. I hope you can experience Father God's amazing love, His amazing love in gleaning salvation. May you help the shepherd, just as two witnesses help God and lead so many souls to God. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Let's think over the message and pray together.
아버지 하나님, 은혜와 사랑에 감사드립니다. 오늘도 들은 말씀이 믿음이 되고 생명이 되게 하여 주시옵소서. 두 중인의 말씀이 큰 은혜와 능력이 되게 하여 주시옵소서. 이렇게 귀한 말씀을 들을 수 있음에 너무나 감사드립니다. 아버지 하나님께서 풀어주시지 않으냐면 어찌 깨달을 수 있겠습니까? 아버지, 이 마지막 때에 끼어있는 우리가 되게 하심에 감사를 드립니다. 두 중인을 통해서 이삭 죽기 구원하신 아버지의 사랑을 마음으로 깊이 깨달아 우리는 그런 마음으로 목자를 도와 죽어가는 수많은 영혼들을 아버지 품으로 인도할 수 있는 우리 모두가 될 수 있도록 함께하여 주시옵소서. 감사하고 우리 주 예수 그리스도 이름으로 기도하옵나이다. 아멘.
Let's receive senior pastor's prayer for the sick on screen. Lay your hand on the sick part of your body. If you are not sick, lay your hand on your chest and receive this prayer for the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Almighty God, our Father of love. Please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend space and time on those who are receiving this prayer through satellites and through satellite and GCN in branch churches and local sanctuaries around the world. Give them faith to believe and drive away all negative thoughts and doubts and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues, and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and with the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities, go away, may the light come. Scorch all the terminal diseases and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit and drive away all endemic diseases such as malaria. All contagious diseases such as cold, flu, and fever, go away. Father, protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, uterine and intestinal cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid diseases, heart diseases, lung diseases, women's diseases, and all inflammations, go away and be cleansed. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs, back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains, go away. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases, go away. All kinds of paralysis, be loosened, get up, walk, and lead. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, the deaf come to hear, and the mute come to speak. Heal them of the after effects of all kinds of accidents and fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away and let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisons, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated and bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessing of conception. May you receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, any evil forces of darkness, go away. And the servants also go away. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, false spirits, deceiving and separating spirits, and all forces of darkness, go away. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Go away. May the light come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and to cast off sins and to become sanctified. As their soul prosper, let all things go well with them and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. with the firewall of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their family, workplace, and business. Give students and wisdom and understanding, and give them fervor and passion to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from the worldly things, and let them love Father God all the more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or whatever they may do, let them do it all for the glory of Father God. Let them say with their lips that I met God, I experienced God, I received the answers and blessings. Let them testify like this. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
Amen.